met de Musita, de Hamid en Kukisa. Those are both kind of luxury items. One was like very good bed, and the other one was very good wine. They caused the Sereshvatim to become Lost of Kaisal. In other words, they got involved with it and they left the learning, and then they slipped off the Yiddishkeit. He came to this place. He became involved with it, absorbed the Akat Talmudei, and he forgot his learning. He was going to lay in Hachodesh Delechem. Instead of that, he said, Acheresh Hoyolibom. Boy Abner Rachmalei Vahara Talmudei. And in the time of the Roy, I am a great So the etzem pshat of why, what exactly is a kasha of having goyel makom teira? It wasn't as if he wasn't going to makom teira. So he said, the mal says, lo yadati yashem mahu arayish may be mahodet aner zaraime. Abner roy lo asa shmin arach shal yeh meshet avatir achrov. Rab lo zim shkabasay b'maizis tis chanu b'gisa. It wasn't a pshat that he was waiting for Torah to come after him. So I want to talk on the beginning of it, where he says that he forgot his learning. You know, it's a lot of the so l'chura it's a little bit different than what he said before. He said before that a person who is a person who's going after Torah needs to pursue Torah, and he can't wait for Torah to come to him. So that's when you're acquiring Torah. Well, what does it have to do with forgetting Torah? What does it have to do with that a person that when he got involved, this means the Torah is by him already. He learned it. He knew Shas and he studied the Chumash. So what's the why did that affect? The Torah had come already to him, or he had gone to the Torah and acquired it. Why did it affect him? So I was thinking there's I saw the Orga Dalia or Gedal Yeshua has mentioned Marocha on Hanukkah. He speaks about the din of lashkicham Torah sechon shikras haTorah. Bemis is it kind of it's a shever musig a little bit, because I can say that I don't remember. To cause the other person to forget, it's very hard to see exactly. I can keep you from learning the Torah, so b'meila you'll forget if you don't chazer enough times. So if I don't let you learn for 10 years, you're gonna forget it. Hashkicha means killed is a pool of shikha. And I guess more than that, we tend to identify shikha as a neurological pool. In other words, my mind is an organ. It absorbs material at a certain rate. And we'll call that the Kreach of its Christmas visa. It's able to keep track of different things and the certain Kreach of the Iris. And it's able to retain the information that certain Kreach has occurred. But why does that become used as the word for, for letting go of Torah? It's an ability that you have. So Avada, if you wanted to, you could sit and you could chaz a lot of times and make simonim, and the different fanim that a person could be machazing himself a learning shtark in a way that he doesn't forget. But still, why would one call that? Why would one call that the shikras haTorah? And he says if he's mishachech davechad milimudo, if he's yeshiv umishachech meisim miliboy, it sounds as if shikha is has in itself a nekuda, has in itself a sheirish that is not shayach really to it's shayach to nafshius as opposed to moshal tefisa, where how quickly a person is tefis to retire, really is a kishur, and it's all totally like a shbaruch. So he tells to the chazal, it says that luchas or ishtein is kaisel was what they learned, and they wanted to chayach, and mashayin ki luchas shmias, they learned and they were shikha. So he says the following nekuda, the following story. He says a finish of rattle, but it's a word that has a tremendous aimic mitzad. It's like this ki shikha lifne chisich bedecha. So the pashuk shtar is obviously that a kodesh bochel doesn't get. He teaches it. He brings farm. He says teaches it that. Whenever a person is in a matzav of lifnei Hashem, there's no shikha. And the pshat that is, I think the oimik of it is, we have two different types of zichronos in our mind. And I think current neurologists, the psychology, has it the same way. We have something called long-term memory and short-term memory. The muscle, even a person where Elaine is very old and he forgets everything, but in the 5 minutes that you're there with him, he remembers. Unless the person is extraordinarily diseased, what's happening now is remembered. And it's two completely different mahalchim in a person's head that's the get it to. If we can give a muscle from the computer, that there's a memory that's sort of the hard drive, which is a big fan of memory, and then there is a memory that's called RAM, random access memory, which is the material the computer is now using. He doesn't have to go look in the hard drive. He has to go search the hard drive till he finds what you asked for. In the RAM, any part of it is accessible all the time. I mean, that's why it's called random access memory. All of it is available. It's right now. This is being done. So when a person, it's sort of a very different mahalchim. One is a storehouse where you keep back the figures stored up. That's a long-term memory. And then you have that which you are experiencing now, and you're living now. So the inyanim that a person is living now and experiencing now, that doesn't have to do with memory of long term. That has to do with a whole different type of a seachsvit. So in long term memory, some people have better memory, some people have weaker memories. And that's probably in a Kishna Kashpah gave you. But in the immediacy of it, much it's there in front of you, that's Shaykh to everybody, Bashar Hashem, if it's that. If I can say it in another oifet, also, there are in Yanim, that a person is tefis as being shaykh to the garden of his life. This is me, what I am. This is my mahus. And there are inyanim that I see as being important for that. And there's inyanim that I don't even see as that. But there's a certain hierarchy. It starts with the things that this is me. And those things that the person is living every minute, let's give an example. You have, let's say, a detective is walking the street looking for a certain person that escaped or whatever it is. And a different person is walking the street, and he also noticed all the faces, and he also had seen somewhere it's not they have to remember, draw from memory, what does the person look like and so on. The second person, he has it in his memory, and when he passes by people, he's not looking for somebody that looks like this person. It records itself also in his memory, and if he has a good memory, if they cross paths, they'll remember, oh, this face, I remember seeing that he's wanted and so on. But the first person is that's his mahus, he's also getting. Those in Yanim that are shayach to a person's garin, his mahus, his chiyus, those in Yanim are not, there's no shayachas of shtikha to it. If I can give a sort of a marshal closer to home, a person where you have parents of a child, the father feels the chayas and the duty for a child, but not as much as a mother. By a father, it's shayach that he forgot something for the kid, right? He forgot to call up and ask the kid if he has lunch or not. A mother, it's very not shayach. And it's not because women have such a problem because of chayness. It's because a woman lives a child every minute. The child is in her mind. He's in the haiva, not in the ava. And the neila, there's no shilt, no shikh in that area. So in Luchas Rishonis, because people would smell, let's say go to a person, to me. So my haiva now includes a bunch of things. It includes the enjoyment of Alaska. That's the type of things that I'm also because I'm a Balguf. So Alaska is a chilek of my life. Something else. And also, somebody says a nice chat, that's also nice. But there's a lot of me that this is not my mohus. This is not my mitzvah. Masha'in Kane, somebody who's on a darga of Torah in a big oifet, that is, his mohus is completely tied up in it. That's the now of the person. So the shikha of the people who were the shikha of the people in Lucas Vishtainis, since they were kuli davok, the tzivu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called kuli. I heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. But mainly that was my sherish, that was my mitzvah, and that's where it was shaykh to. Luchas Shnias, since that no longer was that darga, and there was a certain nituk of the luchas from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and people were bali chayim and bali guf, la'araya, that mis came with the Luchas Shnias. But mainly, it already had a very different spirit. It already was not something where I could make part of my very mohus. It wasn't part of my chelukokai b'ma'alam b'meila. The shikha was shaylin on it. There's a similar chazal like that. There's a chazal in it's a yalkut yishayal. It says that now because Torah was given by a bus of the dumb, there's shikha. So today we learn and we forget. Because the Torah is given to us by Basadon, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. Lasad Lova, Yekash Bochum, himself will teach us Torah, and there won't be any Shikha. The Pshat is because once it's cliche-y already, it's gone, Song has spoken to Moshe, and I'm learning it from Moshe, there's Betzim a Shulton of Shikha on it. Because it's minutic. It's not the Atzmis of Kash Bochum, the Mela, it's not the Atzmis of me. And the Mela, I can't say that this became me and I was misachet with it, and David. Hashem came when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself with these stuff. The shirish of Havaya, the shirish of existence itself, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu and myself, my penis there won't be any gap between that and Torah, and the Mela Torah will be nitzas as the Atzmis of my kiyum. That type of Torah, there's no shikha. So the Indian of the Yevanim that they wanted to be Lashkif Teres Echa. So the difference between us and the Yevanim are also the Yevanim have a tremendous haracha for Chachma. But says the Dvar Hashem. Logic stands mitzvarasa because logic is logical. It stands on its own. It doesn't need to sit and be supported by anything else other than it's self sufficient. If there is a God and there is no God, it might have been important. It's just like Lamashal. Let's say a mathematician discovers a formula and he teaches it to me. So yes, he discovered it and taught it to me, but right now the formula stands on its own. Even if the mathematician were to die, or the mathematician was to do tshuva on his formula or have charata from it. But if the formula can stand on its own, even if the person is pale and straight as the spice, doesn't like the formula anymore. If it's emes, it's got nothing to do with the person who brought it or not. So the difference between Torah and Chachma is that in Chachma Satayr, we deher its validity now is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. If Zela is wrong and Bas Vacholov is wrong, both of them are wrong because there's a Ratz Hashem now that these two things are wrong. And I hear it as something that's there. So the Lashkis of Torah Sechel means, and once it stops being the Shreirish of existence, bound up in the very core of existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Ratzon, then it's something that can, that already the Shulton of Shikha is Shayach to it. He says another very, very, very nice part. He says he brings the Ragach of Esk Ashayla. It says that there was a mitzvah to take it and it's one vanachlus ne Hashem l'dor secher. The Ragach of Esk, everything in Kodesh is possible enough. So how could there be? How could they? And the man, it says, was also you weren't allowed to leave the man over. So how could you leave it over? It's not. I think it's not a halachish taila. It's not a kasha. You know, it was a tzivu. It was a, you know, but it's more mitzvah the teichet. You know, the reason why lina is paisel is because it's nachoyz something that's old. It loses freshness, it becomes hard, brittle, rotten. It's certainly something which is not royal kodesh. And now the man had to be like that also. So why would it be mother? So he answers to the Ragachev, he says, because it says v'hanach lifnei Hashem, that you should leave it lifnei Hashem. The Meili says anything that's lifnei Hashem, like the lechem apanim, doesn't ever become old. Old means that it's menutik from its chiyas. So a person's moment of havaya, of coming to being, is when he's born. And as he moves away from it, the verb stops becoming weaker pogrom and so on, because they moved away from what was. Mashtein came, something which is mechuba kolazman tvechiyus, a battery-operated device, loses power from the first moment. Something that's plugged in stays, it's plugged in. So the chiyuv of getting the anything that's in a matzav lifnei Hashem, there's no zikna, and b'meila there's no shikha. Shikha means that which was. But that which is no such, there's no, it's much higher to shikha. It also gives us a little bit of an insight, his nekuda, in the whole area of, in halacha, there's different in the language shikha, where you hold people accountable. So, I saw an etziv, and etziv says, by Vidu Maisis, so he asks, what does it mean? In other words, I said I didn't do anything wrong. That I understand. forget. So what if I don't have a good memory? What's the... So he says, he starts to halacha with a chiddush that he says. The halacha is that if a person... in the following sphere, let's say a person has a rock that has this packet and he forgot about it, and then a guy comes along and he gets injured from it. So the halacha is his kainis, and he does his potter from Dalit Bar. He's kind of a nezik because of them is more loyal, but in terms of Dalit Bar, he's not high. So then it's just for the chiddush. That's all true if the rock was put in his pocket before there was a chiyuv shmira. There was nobody else around. I was sitting in the field. I put a rock in my field, then I forgot about it. If I'm sitting with a person, and then I put the rock into my pocket, and then I forget about it, that's not called an oinus. That's shikha, not called oinus. And the verb is, shikha is nikba by how far away from my core mitzvahs do I keep it. If this is what I'm asking now, then there's no shikha in that. So when a person is sitting with another person very close to his mahus, he needs to keep saying to himself, I gotta be careful. The achrayas that's chal on the person is something which affects him immediately as he's sitting with the person. When there was no person there, and he had a rock in his pocket. So there's no achrayus now in the person. He has to be choishes, maybe there will be, whatever. But if he doesn't, if it's not mechubah to his mahus, then he's, you know, he's not, that's the problem. So where with another person, does the hearers with the other person is something that should be part of his immediate theist? Whereas something that, you know, could come out later, that's very taka busy car. There's a very, very nice part from, there was a big Eli, a famous Eli in heaven called Yankel Rajdava. And noted for, there's an old Bach who died, he was a big Eli, but not, you know, sort of, I guess, eccentric or colorful, or however you want to describe it. But he's noted for a lot of sharp things he said, some of them a little less repeatable, some more repeatable, but said a Gvaldik of art. It says in the end of Vayeshev, Loizacha Samashkim, Esdeis Vayeshev Cheyu. So Rashi says, Loizacha Samashkim, Bois Yoyim, Vayeshev Cheyu, Achakach, I think it says the Lashon. Tomorrow morning, you're getting up 6 o'clock, you're going to Haifa.
compact, and they free the stuff for you. You know, so count on spending a full day freeing up the stuff. Then he says, I also have a bakashta. If you're there already, you're spending a few hours. I have an aunt, a Bela, that lives there in Haifa, an older aunt. She lives alone. If you feel like dropping in and telling her hello and asking how she is, that would be very, very nice of you. Switched up. Gets it next day, 8 o'clock at night. Yankov drives in, and the guy says, no, Yankov. He says, well, I have some good news for you. Baruch Hashem, your aunt Bela is doing well. He says, no. And what's the shipment? Oh, he says, the shipment, I forgot all about it. So he said, you idiot. I sent you for the shipment. Everything else is a side thing. He said, our tafkid debris is Kiddush Hashem. That's our mitzvah. That's what we sent it for. Everything else is a chitimtzah. So he says, so what does it mean a person was a shrek? A shrek means I was osuk in Aleph and Mela at no time for days. Well, what were you osuk as sort of the hierarchy? I was osuk in preparing for something very important, so I didn't give out to something less important. But what could a person be osuk in that's other than Kiddush Hashem? I mean, that's the reason why you're here in this world. Uncle Pani, I'm just using it as a marshal. Once something becomes relegated to a something of second nature to a person, once something is not attached to a quarter person, that is a chalei shtekha. So la shtekha to a shtekha is when you take Torah and you menatek it from Chaim itself, that's the tachas of Chaim given by the Baal HaChaim and Kosher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then shtekha specifically sets in. Okay, any questions, any points?
Yeah, the fact that Shikchas HaTorah started in the first in the Pumishal Yavan in the first Machlekes and the Shikha remains Ad HaYom Hazeh, does that imply that the Hashpa of Yavan in fact is so strong that it is able to make some type of indelible impression which lasts, you know, Ad HaYom Hazeh?
True. I want to tell you when people say that, you know, you know, it's very Yitzchak that today we're much bigger Talmidei Chachamim than people were on the average. But when you talk about the chiyuv with which a person said over something, when he says over something with his sense of chiyuv in it is not, that's something that was, that's not. Someone told me he was a Talmud of Rizka Rav, a Yaakov Zaynus, and probably passed away 3 years ago, he was 100. So the Rav once, I guess he wanted to give him Divrei Musa, wanted to pass it on. So the Kavutz of Mir Talmidim learned it. That's all. The Pasuk of Ma'ase, he said, Amol like the Shulam Zayin Asach Kilsa. They would learn only 3 or 4 hours in the morning over there. But against the talk of Migilani there, Migiligani, Chaim learned the language of Seder. About as Tamachti Gemara, if Amach. So I guess he was expressing the same thought, that, you know, it's something which you let go of. Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Cult of Hanukkah.
Cult of.